We're getting on the right road to success that leads to the annual conference in New York City of the American Society of Journalists and Authors. The three-day program begins Friday, April 29th at the Roosevelt Hotel and features more than 65 seminars and workshops led by editors, agents, established authors, and subject matter experts. Welcome, everyone, to Beyond the Book. My name is Chris Keneally, your host, and joining me today are Alexandra Owens, who is the ASJA Executive Director. Alexandra, welcome.
Hi, Chris. Thanks. It's good to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you join us from your office there in Times Square. And also on the line, we have Gina Roberts-Gray, who is the chair of this year's ASJA conference. Gina, welcome.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. As we mentioned, Alexandra Owens is the executive director of ASJA, and Gina herself, not surprisingly, is a very important author of her own right. She writes on health, celebrity, and finance, and features in a number of well-known magazines, including Better Homes and Garden, Glamour, and Red Book. She's profiled a number of important celebrities, including, let's see here, Larry King, Randy Jackson, Alan Thicke, Mia Hamm, and a whole host of others. So she's quite an experienced author and very much involved in organizing this year's conference. But for the audience, Alexandra, that may not be familiar with ASJA or may not be up to date with all your activities, I wonder if you can tell us a bit about the organization. You have, I think it's something like 1,400 members. These are authors who are in nonfiction, of course, magazine articles, newspaper articles, trade book authors, and you've got chapters around the country. But what's ASJA involved in these days?
Well, let me explain. ASJA is a nonfiction writers organization, but it's also focused on independent writers. It has as its core membership those people who are freelance writers by choice rather than by accident, who are making careers in the independent writing. As such, all of our members are small business people, so we get very involved in things that affect not only the craft of nonfiction writing and all the journalistic elements that go into that, but we also get involved in the business aspects of marketing and selling your work. And as you might imagine, in this current environment, I guess it's challenging in any environment, but right now, there is a combination of there's excitement and a little bit of apprehension. So we are very much involved in paying attention to what the new media means to independent writers. For example, we've been involved in the Google book settlement case. We get in touch with our writers when we think that there's an issue they should speak out on. For example, the 1099 requirements that were incorporated into the healthcare legislation, which in fact has been repealed, we're happy to say, the 1099 requirement. That kind of thing. We keep our members up to date and informed about the issues that affect them as small business people and, of course, as independent nonfiction writers.
Well, you know, I think that business aspect of things is a pretty important one. I was a freelance writer myself for many, many years. I used to tell people I eat what I kill. It was about the business. It was about getting paid. But it was also about, you know, keeping that business running. It's not just as easy as it looks to some people. I mean, Gina, you work from home there in Syracuse, but you understand that, I suppose, just how much it's about the craft, it's about the writing, it's about being a responsible reporter, but it's also about making sure you're doing your accounting and paying your taxes and health care and all the rest of it.
Definitely, Chris. And that, you bring up a great point, and that is one of the reasons that at the conference this year, while, of course, honing your craft and marketing, things that are so important to writers, to our day-to-day livelihood, those topics will be featured at the conference. But we also have some other topics, some things like how to avoid an IRS audit and how to not blog your way into a lawsuit. Because those type of things, while they might not be on the forefront because we're busy pitching and chasing assignments and tracking down sources, as Alex mentioned, we are small business owners. And that is one thing that ASJA is so valuable from the support standpoint that it offers members, is they sort of look at the whole writer. And ASJA really goes the distance to support the whole writer.
Well, in fact, you know, I like the two you brought up there about staying out of court and staying out of jail. Those are important things.
Right.
Any kind of high-level tips then about not getting into legal trouble as a blogger? That's interesting. I suppose people get online and start blogging right away because they want to tell the world what they think, and they're probably not expecting someone to be looking at it and thinking that this was libelous or something else.
Last year, we dipped in and helped a member who was defending himself against a slap suit, which, as you probably know, is frivolous litigation designed specifically to intimidate people who are speaking out on the web. SLAP, I can't think of what it stands for off the top of my head, but
it's essentially what happens when just for the audience who may not know, it's when, you know, as you say, a blogger or anyone for that matter says something publicly about a particular corporation or developer or even a government agency, something like that, and ends up in court because there's accusing them of something, and it's a way to get them to shut up, essentially.
Right, and even if the case, as is typical of slap suits, there's no intention of actually going to court or taking the case all the way, but it's simply a lawsuit designed to intimidate and expense the writer out of speaking their mind. The cost of defending such a suit is so intimidating that the writer often just backs off. This is a significant risk to independent writers, and we get involved when it happens, and we help our members defend themselves against it even before it happens. I mean, the idea is that you don't get to that situation.
Right. Well, I'm looking at a copy of the schedule for the 2011 conference, which again starts for members on April 29th, on Friday, April 29th, and continues for everyone in the public and for members April 30th and May 1st at the Roosevelt Hotel. And you're breaking this down by various blocks and tracks, rather, I should say. So there's a blogging track, there's a breaking in track, books, craft, marketing, tech, and a workshop track. Gina, you've been involved in the preparation for this as the conference chair. Any particular highlights on those various tracks that you want to mention to the audience?
Well, Chris, one thing that I would like to highlight is the tracks have a little bit of something for everyone. And one of the things we really worked hard to do this year is to offer sessions that appeal to writers, whether you're just starting out and you are trying to possibly turn a hobby or a part-time writing career into a full-time writing career, or maybe you've been at it for 10, 20, 30 years, but you just need something new. And the conference session this year, lineup this year, really offers a little bit of something for everyone.
Right. I'm looking at some of this here, and you know, some of the things we've been hearing a great deal about in the last few years: a memoir in the making, finding your story, perfecting your elevator pitch. But here's one I think that strikes me as probably something everyone has felt once in a while: beating blog burnout. Some suggestions from a panel of experts on how to generate creative, fresh, and timely ideas and kind of stay energized. That sounds like a good one.
It is. That another one that I think is going to be truly helpful for writers is on Saturday morning, there's your 21st Century Office. And it can be intimidating to incorporate some new technology in your office, especially when what you have, quote-unquote, works. And many writers don't realize there are so many technological tips and tricks right at our disposal that we are not incorporating in our day that can help us. It can speed up what we're doing, make us more efficient, give us more time to get out of the office, and increase your hourly rate because now you can work smarter and faster. So that is a great session, and it's led by Sam Greengard, who is an ASJA member and is just a technological whiz, and that is always a very lively and so informative session.
Right, and I'm sure that many of those services online are free or available at very little cost, so it's not as if there's a tremendous investment that's necessary.
Definitely.
Right. Although, you know,
in most cases, I know, if I may jump in, when I've been to that session, I'm learning more about tools I already own, things I didn't know Outlook could do, for example, that makes all the difference. I learn something, I learn lots of things every single year. So it's not just for writers.
Oh, absolutely not. And we are well beyond the days when, you know, most writers' word processors were a number two pencil.
Right. That's right.
Well, you know, what's important, of course, for many authors is getting a book published. I mean, you know, there are lots of freelance writers who write for a number of leading magazines like yourself, Gina, but they dream of having a book. What are the kinds of programs at the conference this year that are going to help them realize that dream?
We have a wonderful session on Sunday morning that is moderated by Linda Connor, who is a top-notch literary agent in New York City. And one of the things that that session will offer attendees is the chance to pick her brain as an agent, because, of course, literary representation is a crucial element to getting a book deal. And that will give authors insight into how to find an agent that's right for you, how to break up with an agent when it's not right for you, and how to approach an agent, build that relationship, what the agent should do for you, what you need to do for the agent to make the relationship successful. So what book authors and would-be book authors can really benefit from attending that. And I'll note that even if you have already published a book, but you possibly are no longer with an agent, or you're looking to make a change, that session is really very valuable. We also have a Saturday session about crafting your table of contents, because, of course, that's something that editors and book publishers will look at before they are ready to sign on the dotted line. They want to know, what is this project that you're bringing to the table? And that session will help give book authors insight into what those book publishers are looking for and how to really craft a table of contents that is going to land you a book deal.
Well, you know, Gina, that sounds great and great advice. And, of course, even the relationship of authors and agents is changing as fast as the book business itself is changing. It seems to me, though, that one of the great opportunities for people attending the program, for ASJ members and for the public during the sessions on the weekend, is the chance to meet and talk to other writers.
Absolutely, Chris. Absolutely. For the most part, freelance writers are isolated. Our coworkers are our cats and our dogs and our kids who sweep in and out before and after school, and, you know, spouses who are hungry because we're on deadline and we're working through dinner. The wonderful thing about the conference is, for those 3 days, it allows writers the chance to be writers. Outside of the conference, we're all moms and dads and soccer coaches and all those wonderful things. But for the 3 days at the Roosevelt Hotel, at the ASJA conference, we are writers. And that is who we are surrounded by. We are surrounded by people in the industry. We can bounce ideas off of each other. And it is so energizing and rewarding to be with like-minded people and to share ideas and frustrations and learn different tools of the trade and tricks. It really is such a wonderful experience. Outside of all the networking that goes on that can boost your bottom line, just that energy that you come home with is just amazing.
Right. And you know, the success stories are they're there to watch online. I know at the conference site, which is at ASJA.org, you've got some videos there from people, video testimonials. But to your point, Gina, the keynote speaker this year is both a mom and a blogger and a book author, and she really kind of all rolls up into one with Jen Singer. Tell us about her.
Oh, I'm happy to. Jen Singer, we are proud to call her an ASJA member. And as you mentioned, Chris, she is an author. She's written several books. She's working on a memoir. She is a pro blogger. Her blog, Mama Said, has over 100,000 viewers a month. And Jen is a fantastic success story. She has built a platform to be envied, that's for certain. And she's just done it so smartly and so succinctly. And we are very fortunate that she will be our keynote speaker on Saturday, that, and she will share some, again, some tips and some tricks and some trips that she took along the way to her, you know, on the path to success.
And she was a mommy blogger before, there was such a thing.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I was going to say. What's great about Jen is she started mommy blogging back in 2003. So there's little that she hasn't run into, and there's little that she doesn't know at this stage. And Jen has blogged professionally for Good Housekeeping as well as on her own blog, Mama Said. So she's a fantastic resource for attendees.
Well, it sounds like a terrific program. I'm looking forward to joining you myself on the weekend. We've been chatting with Alexandra Owens, who is the American Society of Journalists and Authors Executive Director. Alexandra, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Chris. It's been fun.
And we've also had on the line Gina Roberts-Gray from Syracuse. She's the chair of the ASJA conference this year. Gina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
Right you are. Likewise. And listen, for everybody in the audience, do take a look at the ASJA website, which is at asja.org, for more information about the conference. And we'll tell you that Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like us at Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, copyright.com/Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally, and for all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, we wish you a great day.